right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Oh, Jesse, how are you, bitch?
Oh my God, I'm good. I'm in a full onesie, and that's how you know.
You are. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Did it snow?
It felt like it was snowing, yeah, last night.
It snowed
night.
Here last night a lot.
Oh, did it? I was kidding. It didn't snow here.
It snowed like all day yesterday, but not. It didn't like accumulate too much, maybe like 2 inches, but it like snowed a lot.
Damn. Yeah, no. It wasn't even that cold last night. I went out with like a light jacket. I was like a baller.
Where'd you go? I saw that dress. Hello, honey.
I thank you. I wore that on Thanksgiving.
You know, you have such a nice chest. Do you know, this is a hard way to explain it because I don't mean your tits. I mean, which are nice as well. But like,
thank you.
I mean, like you have a nice, like I want to put a big diamond necklace.
Yes, I do. I really do. I have like.
You have the chest of a necklace model.
I do. Thank you. That was the first time my chest and shoulders had made a debut, if you will. I've never done an off-the-shoulder number. Look at the clavicle.
Popping in the right places. You looked who's that actress from Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Oh my God. Audrey Hepburn?
Yeah.
I believe you.
Also,
I believe you.
People are going to be so mad that I just said, who is that actress from Breakfast at Tiffany's? Guys, I know who Audrey Hepburn is. I just can't.
You couldn't place it.
Remember,
you know what?
Names a lot of the time.
I never remember names. But yeah, no, for Thanksgiving, I did debut my clavicle. And it was really fun because, you know, I was here. And so I said, I'm going to wear a dress. I bought that dress in Hudson, please know, at a vintage shop with a woman named Henrietta.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, how was Hudson?
Well, Henrietta was literally, I was, you know, when you see yourself like 75 years older so she was just like, so her clothes,
75
was, like,
years older,
there.
Was this woman 100?
I didn't mean that. I bet she was like 75, but you know, she knew, and I come into a store and I'm like, oh, I love it. So like I start talking immediately, and then she's like, you have to try this. You have to try this. Mm. And everything I tried on, she said, you look stunning.
I love it.
Like, that's how this dress was supposed to look. And I'm like, I can't buy too much, but thank you. And she just had the coolest stuff, and I loved her. And we actually left the store. We had like such a great goodbye. And then the next thing we knew, she was like, girls, come back, come back. And we were like, what? And she was like, I can't talk about this out here. I have to talk about it in the store. We were like, oh my God, what? And she literally was just like, I had this idea of opening a recording studio. And like, like, and then I'd also dress them for a photo shoot. And we were just like, it was one of those moments where you were like, wait, why are we back here? We had such a great interaction. And like, I left with such.
And now you want us to invest in your recording studio.
Yeah. So, and I still loved her. I said, girl,
get that recording studio, bitch.
Get that recording studio pumping and going, and I'll be your first client.
It's because, you know, I bet the people in Hudson, because, you know, did you watch the Taylor Swift, like thing on Disney Plus, the like live Evermore recording?
I think I did, yeah.
That was in Hudson, and I'm like, I bet, and I know that, like, I guess she has a house there, and that's where it is.
Oh.
And I'm like, does this woman see that and is like, oh, I could have that, and I could dress Taylor Swift.
I think yes, like she had a plan, and she was like, I'll tell you guys about it. We were just like, all right, well, we do have to go, but this was such a delight. And I said, I'm going to wear this on Thanksgiving. And I did.
I also don't think that most photo shoots happen directly at recording studios.
And I actually don't think they should.
I think that that's actually where the recording happens, in a studio setting.
I'm like, girl, if I'm going in for recording only, I'm gonna look like shit.
Yeah,
and you gotta let me do that.
What I've gathered from documentaries is that that's the case.
Why would it not be? Unless, like, you want to feel powerful or something. But if I gotta feel comfortable, ooh, I'm showing up in the onesie.
How
was your Thanksgiving?
How was the rest of Hudson? What did you think?
Oh, the rest of Hudson was also great. It was so fun. I mean, we went to Woodstock because that's pretty close. Like, you know, did I spend tons of money? Yes, I did. But I bought so many fun things. I bought like this weird glass, like three candle candelabra, like a mini candelabra for $7. I was like, this is mislabeled. I'm going to be literally, it's like crystal. It's like I'm going to be killed.
Jesse,
you know?
You're going to outgrow your apartment too quickly.
I know. I know, but I did get rid of some stuff before I went.
What?
I was like, I want a clear space so I can make space for new things.
You and Sarah should just get a like second apartment in your building.
Yeah.
That you guys can share as like storage/craft studio.
How fun would that be? Hold on, Winnie's here. Winnie is absolutely here right now.
It's like how apparently Lady Gaga has like some fancy apartment building. She's on the penthouse floor and has the entire 9th floor because it's where her closet is.
Stop, don't say something like that.
But I'm like, is it not a private elevator? So she has to like...
Ugh, I would die because I'd also be in my robe to go get dressed.
Yeah, right? Well, I'm assuming she probably has like...
a private elevator.
I don't know, but what a dream.
Yeah, Winnie's getting situated. So how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. I came home, was with the fam.
How's the fam?
Good. The babies.
Nephews.
Oh, he's just the most perfect little
angel. He's too much.
He says hi now all the time, but like, hi. And like to random objects and stuff. Like the other day, he like kept looking at the dog that was in a picture and he's like, hi.
You know what? He's polite.
It's so cute.
That is cute.
And then what else?
Is that his first word?
Yeah, well, he says that. He says, like, pop, pop. He calls my dad.
Aww.
But mostly, those are the only words we can decipher.
Literally, my sister's first word was no. And so we'd be like, blah, blah, blah. She'd be like, no, no, no. And it was funny. But also, I'm like, what does it say about you what your first word is?
Good
you
for
know?
Her.
I mean, good for her because she was like, my answer is no, and that is my final answer.
Mine was diva.
See, I don't even know what mine was.
I'm kidding. I don't know what mine was.
Yeah.
I can barely remember back to when I was 7.
Yeah.
Get it? That's a funny joke. I didn't have my first word till I was 7.
LOL.
Wait, I was thinking, there's like a weird gift shop next to my apartment.
Oh.
And... the other day, I saw a now hiring sign there, and I was like, Jesse would die to work here.
Would I?
Yeah, but I'm sure they pay like minimum wage.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a real backslide for me for many reasons.
No, but it's like one of those stores that you like. It's not like a gift shop, it's like a all these random tchotchkes and like antiques and stuff.
Yeah, a tchotchke shop. I mean, I'm going to be in so much trouble when I go to London.
You're going to spend your entire, every dollar you have.
I know. I have to give myself a budget, I think.
I think that's smart.
Sorry, Winnie is literally climbing on top of me. I can do that. And I can just, I'm just going to, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I maybe will just have a bank account that I say, this is all you get. And pray that I don't violate that.
Yeah, I mean, just and also
how
remember,
can I even bring it back?
Exactly, I was gonna say, remember you have to bring it back, or I guess you could ship some stuff.
I did buy some other cool stuff from Hudson, but one of them is I can't wait for it to debut. It's something that I'm like, this is so cool.
What is it?
Well, I don't want to say.
Did I show you the dress that I bought for my show?
No,
I think I should. It's the most expensive dress I've ever bought.
Let me see. Let me see right now. And what's it for?
I have a show on the, just like a drag show on the 4th. And I was like, you know what? I want this dress.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it.
I want to look stunning.
I said, I'm going to buy it. You know what? And I have to find a picture of it. It's stunning. And it's a tearaway.
This is like, this is what dreams are made of.
This is what dreams are made of, bitch. Hold on.
You better
I have
do
to
the twirl and
up.
You know I'll hold your skirt for you.
I know. I'm going to like throw the skirt and then be like, but actually that's really expensive. So
I do need that back. Everybody who touched it. Oh my God.
Can you
the
even?
The shoulder. I can't. That is fashion.
You guys. You'll see pictures on the Insta, obviously. When
I can't. It's like...
And then
it's,
it tears away. You see the little slit, so then it's like a... what do they call it?
Bodysuit?
Yeah.
Thing?
Right?
You gotta wear fishnets with those.
Can you even?
No, I want that immediately.
I'm like...
That is stunning.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
I'm hoping it fits, but it is made of spandex, so I'm hoping...
It should be stretchy.
It'll stretch.
Yeah.
So we'll see, girls.
Okay. I'm like too excited. I can't even handle it. I need... That's... You guys, you gotta be just dressing and having fun.
It's just a blast and a half is what it is.
It's a blast and a half. That's what Hudson, we were like, I'm serving looks every day.
And serve you did. Wait, where did you go to on Thanksgiving?
We went to the Smith in the city.
Oh, nice.
It was cute.
Who went? You and your sister?
No, it was me, Sarah, Avery, our friend Avery, Claire, and then her friend Megan.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It was really nice.
When is your sister coming?
My sister is coming this Wednesday. We are seeing Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, you are.
And I am pumped.
That'll be so fun.
It'll be so fun. Hanukkah starting, obviously, like Sunday, which is silly. I hate when this happens.
Oh, Sunday? Wait, you hate when what happens?
Hanukkah starts. It just means that the Jews are done with like the holidays, like December 4th. You know what I mean? December 8th or whatever. So like when Christmas starts coming, you're like, well, we're done. But that's fine.
What do you want? What should I get you for Hanukkah?
Wow.
How about 8 little IOUs?
Yeah, that's perfect. 8 little IOUs. Because what is anybody doing anyway?
What is anybody doing anyway?
Like just a night on the town, like a day, the day in the life, a night on the town. Like, do you wake up? So, like today I woke up and I said, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do that's kind of like really
today?
Fun? Yeah.
See, I woke up today and I was like, I don't think I want to leave the house today.
Did you watch Selling Sunset yet?
Of course. I finished it last night. Have you watched it?
I haven't finished, but I've been watching.
Can I tell you? Okay.
Yeah.
So
give it to me.
I like tweeted and posted that, guys, if you haven't watched Selling Sunset season 3 yet, pause this, go watch the whole season and come back.
Season 4,
I mean.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm like, the whole season takes place in like 8 weeks.
Yeah.
But I think that they continued filming because they show at the end of the season, like next season on Selling Sunset, they show a preview.
Oh.
And that's when they show Chrishell dating Jason.
Oh, that's next season.
Yeah. I don't think they had started dating yet. And then like
I've been trying to look at hints. Like I've been trying to pick up little hints. Like even when she and Heather
you
were like, they're short, but they've got swag. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, totally. Wait, have you? And then did you see when she was talking to the Marvel movie star who was so sweet and nice? And they were like, I'm like, girl, he is into it.
Yeah, he would have been a great. I was like, I'm attracted. I feel like everyone was attracted. He was like, oh, you're so funny and sweet.
Oh, my God. Total. And then in like the last two episodes, she's selling a house with or like working with this NBA player. And it's the same thing. I'm like, are you guys? I think she is obviously just really good at her job. But yeah, when she was talking to the Simu, the guy from he's like the star in Shang-Chi, like he is. Gonna be so rich, and he already is
so rich.
And then Jason interrupts their conversation in the office to announce that he sold
that was so weird.
Like, he was obviously jealous that they were, like, flirting.
I know.
Right? It was so weird.
It's very weird. It's very interesting, especially, like, now that you know, like, trying to see. And I'm like, I wish we had gotten that this season, because the dynamics, how that's going to change, like, him and Mary.
Totally. Everyone. Because they show the preview and they're all like, I'm happy for them. It's just, it's weird. And they're all like, it's just, you know, it's a little.
It's uncomfortable, I guess.
And then it cuts to Chrishell, like, literally rubbing, they're at like a dinner or something, and she's like rubbing his head like a mom would a little kid, and then they kiss.
Ew. I don't like the head rub. What are we doing? First of all, this is my other thing.
She's like, not only are you short, you're bald too.
Yeah, you've got it all. I'd be like, listen to me. I need you to keep it work professional, still at work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to know that you guys do other stuff, but I don't want to see it if totally. It's okay with you, you know?
Well, also, I'm like, it is insane that they don't even pretend like they don't give the best houses to.
I know.
Also,
their favorite.
The whole Amanza storyline with her ex.
What so is I, happening?
I, like, looked it up and read about it. Because I was like, what is this man missing? And like,
yeah.
So he's not, she makes it seem like he's just missing in the world, which he's a piece of shit, but he like left and left, like right. said he was leaving, like, and he didn't right. want to be. So,
but then he didn't pay child support.
Yeah. And then have you gotten to the part where she goes to the lawyer yet?
Yes.
Yeah. And then he like basically just says like, I don't want the kids.
I didn't know that was an option.
I didn't either.
Like, I didn't know that you could be like, you need to pay child support, and the person could say, no, I'm fully out. I'd be like, okay, but so
I'm
no.
I'm stuck here.
Yeah. And like, the you made them too.
And
so,
he was an NFL player. Where's the money all? Like,
I don't understand how that's possible. Like, legally, how he can just say, I understand that you can be a shitty dad or parent and decide you don't want to be in your children's life, but that doesn't mean financially you're not responsible.
Yeah.
I thought.
It's, but, well, also, Amanza didn't sell a house the whole season.
I know.
And then when she's like catching up with Mary, she's like, how's the Oppenheim group? People still selling houses over there? And I'm like, oh, so she's like.
Is she, but then she has a desk. Is she just a stager now?
I don't know. I'm like, because they kept saying how she's like so busy. And so it did seem like she.
And she's staging, or she's doing the interior design for Chrishell.
Yeah, and I'm assuming
Chrishell buying a house was my favorite plot point. I did
cried.
Almost start crying.
I did cry.
I know. Like, I was just like, okay, yes, bitch, get it.
When she was get like, it. I did this all by myself. No one can take it from me. And yeah. then the guy that was like, who was, oh, Heather was trying to like hook her up with Tarek's friend, who was like,
yeah.
obviously a scumbag. As soon as he got like a couple drinks in him, he like decided he wasn't nervous anymore.
He was disturbed. Yeah.
And she was like, I loved when he was like, do you want to dance with your girls or do you want to get to know me better? And she was like, I want to dance with my girls.
Yeah. That was really weird. But I do think, unfortunately, if a man picked me up and carried me over and said he wanted to talk to me, I'd be like, okay. Unfortunately, I would be absolutely
involved,
left off
yeah.
my feet. Involved. Unless, I guess, I thought he was truly an idiot. But that would be rare. Once somebody whisks me off my feet, and it looked easy for him, I said, I'm attracted. And that's me.
See, that I just kept thinking about Simu, the...
Yeah, I mean, they were so cute together.
He, like, obviously, and then they were, like, flirting and weird when he was, like, oh, she was, like, do you like baths? He's, like, I love baths. And then when they were leaving, and he was, like, we should take a bath before we go. Like,
yeah,
and I was, like, girl, what are you doing?
Girl, what are you, I guess it's so, I'd be, like, after we sign the contract.
I would be, like, I don't care about this. Like, I would, you're my investment.
Wow, yeah, that's, I mean.
I also love, like, she obviously is, when he was like, it's a little more than my price range, and he's like, or she was like, think about the sequels and
yeah, the sequel. I love that.
I think yeah, I just finished it. Christine is just
I know.
Honey, no.
I don't think it's fair. Like, I'm sad for her.
I'm sad for her that she feels the need to lie, completely know. Make up that she was engaged.
I think the other thing that we need to remember that I wish I could tell her is, like, remember, when a guy cheats on you, we're mad at him, not her.
Well, it does seem like he didn't cheat on her.
Okay, well, then we're definitely not mad at... I don't know why we're mad at anybody, really. It sounds like it was just hurt feelings.
It seems like... You know who
but
Christine
But then Emma isn't even with him either. I'm like, why are we defending this man? Who cares?
It's such a bizarre storyline, but also I'm like, you can't have every single person on the show not like you. You will be fired.
I know.
And
I'm mad that Davina came back.
What was that?
I was like,
Davina came back and was like, looked like a literal wolf in sheep's clothing in that she was trying to dress like
the Chanel number.
I was like,
with the hair back curls, I said, bitch, get out of here.
It was everything was so bad. I'm like, Davina, you look like a newborn deer. You look so uncomfortable.
The way that she talks to, like, I want to punch her, where she's like, oh, I would never do it maliciously. No. I mean, we both said things that we didn't. I'm like, listen to me.
I'm like, I would take bullets for Chris Shaw.
I actually think that a bunch of the girls are like a strong pack now. Like, I'm like, Heather, Chrishell. Like, I'm like, they are not wavering.
No. I like Heather, too. Heather's like.
Me, too. I always have loved Heather.
I love Heather. She's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the finale is fine. It's not like that exciting, to be honest.
Okay. Who is it? Is it the baby shower? Is that what it is?
No, you haven't gotten to the baby shower yet? For Christine? Christine has the baby in like the second episode.
Yeah. Oh. Did the party happen?
Yeah, like the jungle party.
Okay, I have to rewatch too.
That was like episode two.
Okay. I don't remember. I'm at the end, but I also need to rewatch because I was doing other stuff at the beginning.
No, the finale party is them announcing, like, he has a special announcement, and it's just that they're opening a new office in Orange County.
Okay. Is that supposed to debut the next?
No, because the next one is December, and it's
Florida?
Tampa. With different people.
Literally, when a... wait, we gotta cut your nails, girl.
Winnie is the star of this podcast right now. There we go. Jesse, do you want to explain? The listeners can't see what's happening, so they just hear you saying ow over and over again.
Winnie, like, comes onto the table, and then first she puts her butt in the camera because she's looking at me, and she's like, do you want to pick me up? And then I'm like, girl, I'm literally recording. And then she's like, I'll do it. So then she just gets on my shoulders. And then her nails, because I'm like, ow. And she's trying to balance on my shoulder. So she's digging her nails in to try to be like, let me see if I can get some grip. And then I'm like, that's my skin. That's my skin. And then I sort of topple over so that she and I both kind of fall.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it looks
like. That's what happened.
That's what happened. So what?
Wait, did you see that Kanye West was saying that he wants to get Kim back by Christmas?
Ew, no. Is Pete Davidson like, what?
I'm like, I'd be scared for my life if I was...
I would be scared if I were Kim. And I'd be like, honey, we tried, remember?
It's not working. Please stop.
Please leave. I'm with a 27-year-old now.
Wait, they posted... I was watching today, like, all North... It was, like, a compilation of North embarrassing Kim. And it's really funny because Kim's, like, doing, like, a panning over a bunch of... like, Olivia Rodrigo sent, like, a package when her album came out. And she was like, oh, my God, you guys. Like, Olivia Rodrigo is so cute. She sent me this. I love Driver's License so much. And then North goes, you don't even listen to it.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, North, stop. Yes, I love it. I listen to it. Saint, don't we listen to it all the time? And then it cuts to JoJo Siwa being at the Kardashians. And... North comes out because I guess she loves JoJo Siwa and has like the ponytail in, and then she meets JoJo and she's like, my mom says all you do is scream.
God.
And Kim's like, Nora, what? That's not what I said. I said that you're going to have to scream while she's here because, you know. And JoJo was hearing. Like, she just blew up your spot.
Wait, where is this video? This sounds really funny.
I saw it on like Insta. Someone made a thing. I'll try to find it.
That's so funny. Yeah, I'm sure North is just so over her mom that she just is like, I'm going to rake her on the coals whenever I fucking can.
Apparently.
I love that. I think that's the way we should be as children. North is acting like a middle, although she is the oldest.
I mean, imagine these kids being...
I know.
Raised in...
just havoc and free gift bags all the time. And just mountains of roses. They're like, Mom, why are there roses everywhere?
They don't understand why everyone doesn't have mountains of rose petals all the time.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, I went to my friend's house and something's wrong with their garden. There's no flowers inside.
Wasn't it Travis that like filled that, or was it, I think Cardi B's husband filled the house? And I'm like, I would be like, this is pretty, but...
logistically, I'm upset.
Who's going to clean this?
I want someone to come back and take them all away.
I'm like, a bouquet, honey, is good.
2 dozen would be incredible.
Beautiful. You can put them on the table.
Let's call it.
Anyway, what else is up? What have you been up to? What are you doing today?
Today? I don't know what I'm doing today. I don't know what I'm doing today.
Getting into trouble?
I am getting into trouble, for sure.
Have you been talking to any boys?
I went on like a little date last night.
Okay.
Met someone for a drink who's British.
Oh my God, Jesse.
I know, that's what I wanted. I just wanted an accent.
How was it?
It was fun. It was actually really fun.
Oh my God, you're in love with him?
No, I just like, it was fun.
Where does he live? Here?
It was more fun than I thought. And at the end, he said that he was happy that I like changed. He was like, you were really corporate when we first met. That was what he told me.
Wait, what? You've met before?
No, he just said like when we met at the bar, I seemed corporate, which I considered like, I was like, okay, cool. When I'm nervous, I'm corporate. And I do think that's true.
I think that means like cold, right?
Yeah, cold.
Same. I like corporate better though.
Me too. But it did make me laugh just because he was like, it's nice that you're not as corporate. And I was like, corporate, corporate.
And by corporate...
Like, do you mean he's like
rich?
Yeah, he's like cool. Yeah, I think it's like I like get oddly maybe bossy. Who knows? But it made me laugh.
You
and
get
he also
bossy?
Imitated me. I said to imitate me, and so it's really funny. I think when a British person imitates you,
how many drinks? This was all over one drink. You got to the point of him imitating you.
Well, then we had a drink, he had 2, and then we smoked at my place.
Oh, this is taking a second turn.
That's why I don't like to stay in a bar and drink too much. That's not my thing.
Cut right to the chase.
I mean, we played darts. It was just like I didn't want to be in a bar.
But did he sleep over?
No.
Did he sleep under?
We had fun.
Are you gonna try to see him again?
I don't know.
Why not?
I mean, like, yeah, if he asks me, I'll hang out.
Corporate.
I'm corporate.
I wish someone said that to me.
Yeah, it was very funny. When he imitated me, I sounded like a Karen asking for a manager.
Oh my God. Wait, what? What did you do? What do you do when you get to the date? Are you like, we're not sitting here, we're sitting there?
No. I have one rule when I'm talking to guys, and it's if I ask you a question, you're not allowed to say, what about you? Because I hate when I ask something and then they go, what about you? And I'm like, I'm not answering my own question. And if you're curious, you can ask your own question. You know what I mean?
If you're like, what do you do? And then he's like, I blah, blah, blah. What about you? You say.
Okay. Well, not those type of questions, not like logistics, but like, you know, What's your most embarrassing moment? What's your just like interesting stories? I just don't like when someone's like, what about you?
That's very corporate.
Yeah. So that's, I guess it's corporate of me.
Wow. You really lay down the law on dates.
I guess.
So he said, what about you? And you said, please don't ask me that.
No, I just said like, oh, I do this thing where I don't like to answer a question that I ask. So just like, we'll take, you can ask something else. Ask something else.
But what if he wants to know the answer to that question?
There are so many questions.
See, because I
can
think
ask.
When someone asks me a question, I always say like, what about you? Because I'm like, you asked that question because you're thinking about it.
But that's what I don't like. I hate when someone asks me questions because they want to answer their own question. I hate that. I can tell that they're just, they have their own answer lined up. And I hate that.
I mean, I don't want to do that.
That's what I'm saying. So I just take it off the table because I find it annoying.
That's...
Maybe I have to change my ways a little. I don't
That's
know.
That's pretty corporate.
Whatever.
What is
You want to know what's psycho about him?
Yeah.
It's not really psycho, but yesterday when he was like, let's meet up today, I said, okay. And then he was like, I'm just in the middle of moving. I said, what? He literally is moving, which I'm like, I was like, oh, we can do it like, Saturday we can do it. I was like, I'm literally free, it's not. And he was like, no, I really want to do it tonight, it's fine. And then literally he's like, I just built my bed frame. I'm like, how do men do this? Like, literally how? And then like he was like, oh, I have to get up early tomorrow to get boxes. I'm like, are you he's like mid move, do you know what I mean? Mid.
Where's he moving from? Is it just like a city to city move, or is he like,
yeah, it's a city to city move, like Williamsburg I think to Fidei or something.
Isn't a British accent's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Did it make everything he say hotter?
Yeah.
Right?
It really did.
And it probably did the same for you. He was like this frigid American.
I really think, yeah, he definitely thought I was corporate. And I, you know what? I wear that badge proudly, please know. But yeah, I think it was like fun later. Who knows?
Did you tell him that you were going?
Yeah, I did. Because I asked him to tell me like spots and stuff.
And he was like, my wife and kids still live at.
Yeah, he's like, you could stay with my wife if you want. And I was like, perfect.
I wish you dated him. That'd be so nice.
I'll let you know.
I'm living vicariously a bit, I think.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and that just goes to show, Chris, you can show up and be a corporate frigid bitch.
It doesn't
and the guy
work the same in my world.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
I think I scared him. Sure, I scared him a little bit, but then he still was willing to do and to go, you know, and he even said, he was like, I don't really smoke pot. And I was like, oh, and he's like, well, I could smoke a little.
So you forced him to do drugs?
Yeah, I did. But guess what? He's definitely done it before because he rolled the best joint I've ever seen.
And were you like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he was like, I did smoke a lot before. I just try not to anymore. And I said, well, if you have skills like this, I don't know what you're saying.
And now he's completely off the wagon.
No. Yeah.
That's fun. I can't believe it's only Saturday. It feels like...
I know. This week has been 7 years long because of... Well, because of the holidays and because of, I guess, the holidays. I was traveling, so it was like a travel holiday, literal, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
How was the Airbnb in Hudson?
It was lovely. It was really cute. Like, it was nice having a kitchen. It's so funny because Sarah and I literally live 30 seconds away, but we were 2 seconds away. So we were like, whoa, this is so close, you know? And it was fun because we were there for her birthday, which was really, really fun. She loved her presents, which I gave her, which I was thrilled about.
Oh, yeah. Was she obsessed with the coat?
Yeah, she was, which was exciting. And
it was such a good coat. It was like a glitter fringe.
Oh, it was epic. I knew it was epic. And I knew that she was also looking for a fringe coat. So I was like, okay. And it like... She wore it with bike shorts and it looked...
Were you guys the most fashionable women in Hudson?
When I tell you, yes, first of all, for her birthday dinner, we went to this really fancy like restaurant, and it was a tavern, but it was like expensive, which I love an expensive restaurant. So we get there, we're dressed to the nines, and there's this like, there is this man sitting next to us who I was like, this is exactly in a Hallmark movie. This is maybe the disgruntled father. Like, this is a man who, first of all, his dog, I believe it was like Windsor or like
Windsor.
It was like a name that I just said, oh God, help us all. You know what I mean? So he's sitting there and it's like, there's no dogs allowed, but this man is like a regular, you know what I mean? So his dog and him, who's a very well-behaved dog, very well-behaved, quiet, you know, he looks like, I forget, you know, those dogs that look like they have a weird mustache and like kind of facial hair and it's like a narrow.
Yeah, kind of.
That's like that dog. And it's like, there's Windsor and you're like, okay. And this man is sitting there, and I forget how he started talking to us, or probably because Windsor started like going over to Sarah, and then he was like, sorry, and then Sarah, you know, we were like, your dog's cute. But then this is a man, let me tell you this, okay, who ordered like two appetizers, okay, takes like a bite of each. Then he gets like three main courses.
What?
And a wine pairing with each.
Speechless.
I'm speechless. Sarah and I literally split two things. Like, I was like, okay, it was like pricey and really nice. And the food looked amazing, but I'm not in the place where it's like, we're going to try everything and we're going to have a bite. Can you imagine? Like, he was getting rid of things that I was like, can we try it?
You probably could have. You should have asked.
I know. He would have thought we were like.
He was just like throwing them out.
No, he was just like, that was lovely. Thank you. Next, I'd like. It was like he had a bite and then that's it. That's all he's going to have.
Oh, my God. He must be like a chef or something.
He might be. He's like, talk about. I was like, his bill's got to be $300.
Or like a restaurateur. I wonder if he owns the place.
Maybe he does, because the waitress. And there was this one point where he, which I was like, ooh, this is like, I don't love this for him. But he was like, he ordered this thing he's gotten a million times, like the, I forget what it was, but he was like, it's very spicy today, to the waitress. And she was like, oh no, like too spicy. He's like, you know, when someone is making a big deal, but pretending they're not.
Yeah, and they're so like, they're well, like, it's not too spicy, but I just can't taste anything else.
Yeah. He's like, it's fine. It's just, it's never been this spicy. And she's like, would you like something else? He's like, no, no. And then he like, you know, looked at us and he was like, it's very spicy. And we were like, I guess it is. I haven't had it before.
I'll try it.
I'll tell you what you think. But yeah, so that was like a moment. And then I think he got like a fun dessert, and he got like a dessert too. And again, it's like he had a bite. I've never seen anything like that. There was a time where there was like two or three plates and like the amount of wine. I was actually confused at one point. I said, how come he has three wine glasses with different color wines?
What?
Is it a testing? I know.
This is absolute lunacy.
It's bollocks.
I would have loved to see his bill.
Me too. I was like, oh my God. And I don't even know if it's the type of thing that's like, put it on my tab. Like, I forget. We left before him, I think. But I said, that man.
You arrived after him and left before him?
He arrived after us. We were sitting first, and then he came. So we were first, and then we left before him. But he's a man that I was like, if we were ever going to have an elevator pitch for backing for something, this is the man to do it, you know?
Meanwhile, he just stole someone's identity and was having a...
Maybe.
Maybe.
He was like, you know, 80, 70 or 80. Like, he definitely was... older and kind of like him and his dog, you know, we did talk to him at one point. He did show us. I said something which was very funny to me.
What? About the single? Dog
it was funny because it's like, is he a rescue? Which is a joke, because that man isn't rescuing anybody.
You asked if his dog was a rescue as a joke.
I know part of me is like, it would be nice to get a rescue if you're that wealthy. But you know, he was showing then pictures of like the dog flying in on the plane back from wherever it was, where he was, you know, purebred and
he
probably
like, yeah,
competing.
He's a rescue, honey.
Yeah, a rescue, all right, from Connecticut. You're like, all right, cool. I don't know. Fuck me. But
I rescued him from his own mansion in Connecticut.
That dog has more class than me. I'll say that. That dog, literally, I was like, that dog has seen things and that dog knows things and
knows
probably
where the bodies are buried.
Yeah, and which fork to use. And that is a dog that I like. You know?
Isn't the town of Hudson so fun, though?
It's so fun. It's so cute. I mean, it's, like, expensive. I'll say that. There's, like, we went to this antique warehouse.
But I feel like it's no more expensive than, like...
Yeah, that's true. But city. I guess when you think you're getting out of the city, I'm like, deals. And then I'm like, wait. But we went to this warehouse out of the in Hudson that's, like, an antique warehouse. It's literally an acre... Okay, of like antique and like craft, like a just a
emporium,
a massive. And this is the thing, there's a difference, and I really need to stress this, there's a difference between like an antique craft fair, okay, where it's curated, and we went to this other one that was like a garage sale gone wrong. You know what I mean? And there's such a different vibe. One of them, I'm like, we're artists, we're all artists, and we're curators, and we support. And the other one is like, somebody died in the back, and this is from hoarding, and I'm scared for everybody inside. I'm sad and I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's a very different vibe. You can still find fun things in both. It's just how do you feel after? You know what I'm saying? So the one that was like the big warehouse, Sarah got some such fun items. Like, I can't even tell you. We went to this one place and she got a life-size paintbrush.
What?
Like, it's taller than me, this paintbrush. It's so cool. And like, you know when you see yourself in an object? Like for me, it was that purple candelabra. When I saw it, I said, that's me. It's who I am to my core. And when we saw the giant paintbrush, we both like literally gasped. And like fainted. And then it was like, we love it, we need it. Sarah got a little nervous, but I said, bitch, if you don't take that,
how much was it?
Well,
it's expensive.
It's art.
Was it expensive?
I guess, like, what's expensive? You know what I mean? She haggled it down, I'll tell you that.
How much was it? Tell me. I gotta know.
Okay, like, I think that we have to think about this as like a sculpture. Do you
was
know what
she
I mean?
More
this
or is... less than Penelope?
She was a little more.
Oh my God.
It's Patty. Patty is what we call her. It's Patty the paintbrush who like is really iconic. But you don't under Chris, you don't get, I would have paid $10,000 for it. Do you know what I mean? That's art, Chris.
Jesse.
Yeah.
$10,000 for a giant paintbrush.
I wouldn't have paid $10,000, but I'm saying like it was stunning. I was actually looking for a coat rack, could not find one. Any coat rack was like not for sale. And I was like, gosh, I was looking for a coat rack. I was looking for a mannequin. I couldn't find one. And I was looking for a boa. And I also couldn't find a boa, a tulle boa. And that's okay.
Wow, you're going to have to like get your own warehouse pretty soon.
I'm hoping doesn't happen because I don't want to be cluttered. Like, I think that what I'm working on right now is before
not a warehouse,
I went.
But you should get like, you just need a house so that you can appropriately curate.
Get more.
Curate.
I'm trying to be good about like before I went, I got rid of like a few things that I was like, great, now there's space that I can fill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want it to be cluttered here.
Imagine having like a multi-room house and then you can have a theme. Each room is a different theme.
Oh my God. That's the dream.
How fun.
That's the dream. And that Sarah literally has that.
She does?
Sarah's kitchen is like, the theme is like black, white, and red pretty much. And then everything in her kitchen is like kind of, it's really cool.
My God.
I know. And so...
If you and Sarah move out, I can't wait for the landlord to be like, what the fuck? I've never seen anything like this. And then go to the other one's apartment and be like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, I know. She'll freak and it'll be great. It is funny. I think that's also why, like, when someone comes over to my apartment, it feels like they get to know me better, which is what I love.
I mean, yeah.
Or even they're questioning, they go, maybe she's not so corporate after all.
Maybe she, is that what he said when he walked in? No. Yeah, what did guys say when they walk in and see all of your fun stuff?
Normally they're like, wow. I mean, one of them said it was like being in Alice in Wonderland. Which I love.
Did you take that? Yeah, I was like, that's like a compliment.
Yeah, I did take it as a compliment. I was like, I'm never a guy who normally, I mean, you know, if 10 stars if he has a headboard and even like a piece of art on the wall. So I personally, I don't really care what they think also, I guess. I love it for me. So if they can't see that potential, yeah, maybe we're not hooking up, you know?
I can barely fit my bed in my apartment, so.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No.
And
your
I'm pretty
room
sure
tight.
You and I pay
your
like the same
tight.
In rent.
I know.
But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? And you're doing like, I mean, you're having a stellar year, I would say. Someone recently was telling me, they're like, Chris is really churning out some great content. And I said, not so fast. Have you watched it? Just kidding. But I was like, I know, like, you're really having a great year. You're like a Rumble regular, I guess, at this point.
I would say, listen, I have multiple trainers that follow me back. So I would say that's a regular.
Wow. Yeah. You tell me. I've been doing Orange Theory and that's been a hoot.
Oh, have you gone back?
Yes. I'm like a full-time premium member or whatever.
Oh my God. Look at you. What have you been doing there?
I love it. I've been doing, first of all, they have me, let me say one thing. Okay. There are three things that you do in it. And all three, I was like, but that's not for me. One is a treadmill. And I said, in what world? And Chris, I'm running on a treadmill. It's psychotic to see.
Did you see that the other night? I ran on the treadmill at my parents and I did 3 miles in 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
Can you believe that?
Chris?
I mean, my legs and ankles hurt for like 4 days after and I still don't think they feel the same, but I don't know what happened, what took over my body, but I was like, I can make it 30 minutes. And I went the whole time.
Yeah, that's a really, that's a very impressive pace for me. Like where I am at the treadmill, because it always tells you, or the treadmill that I use tells you like what your mile would be at the speed you're going. And so like when I'm running fast, like which you only have to do for 30 seconds, or at least how they do it there, it's like I'm running like an 8 minute mile. Like I can never
that's
go that
fast.
Quick. It's fast for me, but whenever I'm like recovering, it, I mean, my recovery speed is like a 30 minute mile. So,
wait, is it a class?
Yeah. So it's a class. So it's awesome. So first of all, there's a treadmill. There are rowers.
Oh, fine.
Which are the bane of, I mean, they fuck me up, a rower. I'll tell you that. And then there's like the floor, which is like weights and like, you know, weight stuff, like stuff with weights and power and stuff like that. So it depends what you're doing. And that's what I think I like about is you don't know, you show up and like, they're like, today it's the, you know, floor and the whatever. And you're like, okay. And then you just have to do it. And you see your heart rate. And let me tell you, I'm like, wow, I'm definitely new. Cause like my heart is pumping. It is like out of shape because you're supposed to be in the orange zone, which means like you're working hard, but you can recover.
Oh, is that where the name comes from?
Yeah. And I am in the red zone, which they're like, if you're in the red and like you're, it's pretty much means like your heart is really going. They're like, if you need to modify and go down, like, let us know. I'm like, I'm always like, I'm out of shape. So like, I'm in the red a lot.
Yeah. But you'll get like, doesn't it get better every time?
Yeah. Cause the girl next to me like yesterday was like, I was like, she's really in shape because she could get to the green when she recovered. Like, I can't get out of, you know, she can, her body will like cool down faster than mine.
But you'll get there. I find that like now when I'm in Rumble, there's, and I always do feel this like need to, I love when I go to a class and it's like people I've seen before and the trainer I see before. And like, we're not talking, we're not friends, but I'm not feeling like, any type of way, because a lot of times when I go into a class or when it's a new trainer, I'm like, okay, these bitches think that I'm gonna die and I need to outdo them.
Wow.
And it is always glorious for me when like a very thin person who looks really in shape is like dying, and I'm like,
yeah,
fine. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't expect it from me, did you, honey?
And it's rare that I even look at other people. I'm normally so dead and dying. But the girl next to me before we did the treadmill, we did have a quick conversation because I was wearing my Syracuse shirt, and she's like, I went to Syracuse. And then we went at the same time and had the same major. And I was like, we both were just like, wow.
Oh my God.
Like, it was weird because it was like, oh wow, when did you go? Oh wow, I was there then too. Well, what did you major in? Oh, okay. Like, it was just,
that's so funny. If I see anyone in my like alma mater shirt, I never say anything.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but it was awesome. But then, you know, I was like, all right, I can't breathe, so I'll see you at the end.
Oh no, I'm like, don't, no one talks during Rumble, which is great.
No, yeah. It was only when we were like getting, when ready. You get there at the beginning and like everyone's setting up and you're like at the pace where they're like, all right, just start moving to like warm up. That's when we had the convo. It was very quick. But I said, look at that. People talk. It's nice.
Yeah. Rumble's just so expensive that it's like,
how much is it?
It's a lot.
Is it a membership? Can you get a membership?
You can't get a membership. You can get like a monthly, which is a lot. Where
how
it's
much
like,
is a monthly? I gotta know.
I think it's like unlimited for a monthly. I mean, I don't even want to say. It's so
say
much.
It.
I don't 500. Do that. I think it's like $900 for unlimited.
Oh my God. But well, so, how much is a class?
If you get just one class, it's 38.
Wow.
Which is a lot. But
what?
Then,
wow.
I know. And then I get usually like the 8 class pass.
Okay.
Which is like 200.
Is that for the month?
I mean, it's, you have 30 days to take them, but so like however long it takes you to take 8 classes.
But aren't you doing it every day?
I mean, like, because of little things, like, no, not every day, like,
okay.
4 times a week, I would say, when I can, but it's expensive.
You should look into Rumble, because Rumble, I have the unlimited, so as
you
many
mean
classes
Orange Theory?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Orange Theory, because I have the unlimited, and it's less than 200.
The thing that, I, like, love the boxing part.
Yeah.
I love that, and then also, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like that I've been like trying other classes to see other things.
Yeah, that's awesome. What classes have you done?
I did the SLT tread, which was the hardest class I've ever taken in my life. And then I did the F45.
That's what my brother does.
I don't like that much.
Okay.
It's not that I don't like it. It's that it's like two, it's like 1 minute per round, and there's 36 rounds.
Oh my God.
And so it's just like, it moves way too quick, and then the lights are completely fully up, and it's one of those that looks like a storefront, so people can be like standing outside and...
No!
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Apparently my sister teaches at that at 45.
Oh, really?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
My brother just told me because I was talking to him and he was like, yeah, I've been doing that and Sandy teaches at it. So we've been talking about it. And I'm like, what?
I mean, I do feel so much better when I am working out, though.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's the thing. That's why, I mean, it's $200 a month. But I was like, Jesse, you've got to do it, especially in the winter. Like, you have to. And yesterday, so if you sign up for a Orange Theory class, and then you cancel and you're unlimited, they charge you $12.
Oh, wow.
So
if you cancel Rumble, like you have 24 hours, and then if you cancel, you still get charged.
Yeah. So normally you can cancel within 8 hours. But anyhow, I was like, $12. And it does motivate you to go because I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go, but I also don't want to pay $12 to not go like a loser. Yeah.
The thing is, I'm like, it's a crazy thing that I'm like, it's a 45-minute class. Even when I don't want to go, I'm like, I know that I'll feel better. And it's like such an easy way to feel better.
I know. It's such an easy way to feel better that you're like, whatever, I guess I will go. And then you feel great after. Yesterday, I said, I'm sorry. I mean, what's hard right now is I'm at the beginning. And so literally we were doing all these floor exercises and the instructor's always like, hey, okay, so put that down. You're doing everything wrong. I'm like, absolutely. How do you do this? Like, it was a weird, like, you throw a weight. I don't even know. But, you know, I see them look at me and I always go, they're going to come over. I'm doing it wrong. I know they're going to come over. And then it's like, hey, I'm like, damn it.
See, that's, I'm like with Rumble all of a sudden, because it's so dark in there, like if they disappear from the little stage, I'm like, fuck, where are they?
Where are they? Yeah, they're gonna come. And then they're like, hey Pete, how you doing? I'm like, God.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's like popping up next, and they're like, hey,
like, oh, hey, put the, yeah, the guy yesterday was so funny because I was doing this thing and he's like, you can put that down. And I was just like, I'm in trouble as a kid, like, put your pencil down, you know. And then he's like, so you're doing it all, like, you're lifting from your whatever and it's supposed to be your leg. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
You're lifting from your back?
I don't know what I was doing, Chris. I was using it with my arms. I thought it was an arm exercise and it was a leg exercise.
Oh.
So he did come over and say, hey, you are doing that. And I did it the other time. I was doing some sort of like push-up thing and this woman came over, the instructor, and she was like, she literally modified it. At first, I was like, I can do this. And then she changed the way I was doing it. And I was like, oh, this really hurts. Oh, this is hard. Anything that's like your body weight. It was like a push-up with your own body weight. And I was like, ooh, can I modify the weight?
Oh, I know. Well, I know. That's why when I'm like doing this and I'm like, these people, I'm like,
it's not fair.
Much heavier, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, Suzanne over there is using 10 pounds and thinks she's better than everybody else. But I'm like, my knees are in a fight for their life right now.
Yeah. Like, have you done those bando cords?
No.
Okay. I don't even know what it is. It was interesting looking, but it did hurt me.
No. I'll have to try it, though. I want to try.
I really want you to come. It'll be fun.
I will. Totally.
We're just both going to be so fit.
They're also everywhere. And I love Rumble, but it's like in the dead of winter, I'm like, I don't know that I want to walk a mile each way.
That's the problem. That's why I might have to drop my rock climbing. I'm just not going anymore. It's like too far.
Because I walk, the closest one is in Chelsea, and it's literally like 0.9 miles each way.
Yeah. I think it's so important in the winter to have a place that's like super close and around the corner so that you just have to like throw on a jacket and go.
All right. Well, guys, we have an announcement.
We do have an announcement. It's very exciting. We are going to take December off, which means that
exciting.
It's exciting for us because, and I love you guys for hopefully letting us do this. Like we just have to take the month. I'm traveling to London. You know,
it's the holidays. There's a lot going on for both of us.
Yeah. So we know that this way, when we come back in January, we're going to be like so excited, so ready to go. Just have miles and miles of stories. If you're sitting there right now going, but how will I survive the holidays without Jesse and Chris? That is why we have a Patreon, and we will be doing our Patreon for December.
As normal.
So if you got to hear us, which I mean, I completely understand.
And again, that's 5 additional episodes. So it's
5.
Like you're not missing it at all.
Exactly.
And what's today? Probably Monday. And so you can get the November ones. There's probably 3 new ones up as we speak.
Yes, as we speak.
And so check those out. Be ready for December. We watch movies. It's a blast.
It's a blast. You guys definitely do it. And I think that, again, we're all going to come back better than ever. I'll probably fall in love. We know that. Yeah,
maybe Jesse won't come back. Who knows?
Oh, wow. That's true. Then I should bring my recording equipment. But yeah, it'll be great. So that's what we're going to do for December. So no one is shocked. That is what's happening. If you want new episodes, head to the Patreon. There's obviously 5 that'll be new. And then if you've never gone, you have like 10,000 you can listen to.
Yeah. But.
So what a treat.
And of course, join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook to keep up. But until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like it's like you're what?
The oldest. Okay, wait. I didn't mean. Okay.
You cut me redo? Off.
Sorry.
You cut me off.
I'm sorry. Redo it. I panicked.
Cam, leave this in, please. I want everyone to know what a monster. Jessie is. Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.